But that's what this show is. This is us being wrong all the time.
I always say I'm king of the uninformed opinion, Joe.
There you go. That's the thing. I try to be as informed as possible, but somehow I still end up being wrong.
That's right. You thought you were wrong once, but you were mistaken. That was the point,
there you
right?
go. I like that. Mm-hmm. I know you would ask for the floor this week.
Yes.
To use this as your bully pulpit, your propaganda machine, your whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I do just want to ask, how was your Easter?
It was good. It was good. I went up my sister-in-law's family's house and that we had a quick dinner. I didn't eat a lot, but I still managed to overeat. And it was all good. It was all good. We had thin cut breaded pork chops. They had bone in, but I got the thin cut for myself. They had scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and sweet corn. And I was like, that's my three favorite vegetables. So I was good there. And homemade bread. And I was like, I'm just going to eat all this up and go home and lay down and die. And that's what I did.
I didn't know when to say when.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to do better since December.
Right.
But I, to a person, can admit when I was wrong and I made a mistake. So Sunday we went to my brother's for like brunch, I guess it would be. We ate around like 1.
Mm-hmm. I was 4 o'clock because.
Yeah. So we got up and like we did like a little Easter thing at the house with the kid, and he got like all his shit, you know. And we're like, all right, well, I'm going up there and like we're leaving here like 11, probably eat like 12:30-ish. I'm not gonna eat breakfast. I'll have enough to eat there, right? God. Mm-hmm. He had a breakfast buffet that he had put together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He had a build your own omelet station. He had like with like a little griddle that you could cook them yourself, or if like there's little kids there, you could have your mom and dad do them. Mm-hmm. He's got 2 kinds of hash browns. My wife made her French toast casserole. he had 2 different types of sausage. He had bacon. He had the whole thing. And Todd, I kid you, I kid you not, I had 5 plates.
I believe it.
And I'm not talking about like, I'll put a little bit of this and a little bit of this. I had 5 heaping plates of food, Todd.
Yeah, it was like when you're carrying it to the table, they're like, 2 hands when you're learning, Joe.
Yeah. And when we left around 4:30, I wasn't feeling good. my little tum-tum was rumbling. And I said, I think I need to go lay down when we got home. And I went and I laid down and I didn't wake up till the next day. It was like 5 o'clock, 5:30 maybe.
Legitimate Sunday. Food coma.
I may have gotten up, in a haze in the middle of the night to make sure that I didn't fill the bed, you know?
Yeah.
No one wants to hear those sort of things out of me, but I've been doing better. You know, I had some lean turkey the last 2 days. Ate a lot of bread Monday to soak up all the badness, you know?
Right.
I think the main problem was I was drinking coffee along with everything.
Oh.
Yeah, if maybe I subsidized some medicine in there, like a ginger ale or something.
Right, I think that, medicine.
Yeah, like, that would have evened everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I did for Easter. And I meant to talk about last week with the Easter candy. Fuck anything other than Starburst or Jolly Rancher jelly beans. Starburst was a leader. And then Jolly Rancher the last year or two decided to start coming in a little bit, you know, coming for Starburst crown. Starburst so hot you couldn't find Starburst jelly beans anywhere this year. Okay. So then you got the Brock's jelly beans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brock's has the spiced jelly beans. Then they got the Easter dinner jelly beans. Like, you know, the jelly beans that are like, these ones taste like gravy and these ones taste like pumpkin pie. Go fuck yourself. I want jelly beans that taste like candy. Bubblegum and taffy, for my sweetheart Sandy, I want candy.
Okay, I'll say this because you're talking about Starburst and what was the other one?
Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Ranchers. I'm a Jelly Belly guy.
I'll take a Jelly Belly. My only problem with Jelly Belly is Jelly Belly's a little too expensive.
Fair enough.
And the bean itself is a little too small.
Right, but if you're going by weight, it's if you put two in your mouth, they're the same. You know what I mean?
All right.
Selling it by weight, size don't matter.
Heard that before.
Oh, I've heard that my whole life. Though I will say, you talk about, okay, when it comes to jelly beans, there's only two flavors for me, and that's red and purple, and that's it.
I like orange.
There's two flavors, red and purple. and then... A Jelly Belly, the only flavor, like you talk about all the wacky, fucked up flavors that they have, the only one is popcorn. The popcorn blew my mind when I first had it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to go to Wegmans, they would have the jelly beans in the flip top container with the bulk
candy section.
Right, with the scoop. There wasn't a time that I wouldn't walk in Wegmans, walk down that aisle, just open it up, put my filthy pre-COVID hand in there, and dig out some popcorn ones and also purple and red along the way. I was a grazer in Wegmans. But
so that's the only problem with Jelly Belly brand is you roll those dice sometimes. You said purple and red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because red... Maybe it's cherry.
Right.
Maybe it's strawberry.
Maybe it's watermelon.
Maybe it's watermelon. Maybe it's cherry cola. But the cherry cola one's like a little red and brown speckled, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's cinnamon.
I'm with you.
These are too many chances I'm not willing to take.
Right, but that's when you're opening a bag. When you're in Wegmans, they're clearly defined. This is the cherry. This is the strawberry. This is the raspberry. Whatever the reds are.
But you're trusting the $9.75 an hour kid who's filling the bulk candy thing to know or care the difference?
In all my years, I've never gotten a bad bean at Wegmans. But to be fair, you can't do that anymore. Because now they have the official coffee with the hand. It's a big thing and it has a tube on it. You have to put the bag over it and then let it slide up. So if you try to get a handful, it just sounds like teeth hitting the floor.
Mm.
So I don't do it anymore and it upsets me.
I Jelly Belly as a treat. You know, obviously the bull candy section, thanks COVID.
Right.
But it's a little too much work because then you have to have the guide of which of the 20 that you're getting. Mm-hmm. And you got to match them up. You're like, oh, that kind of looks like kiwi.
Right, that is, yes. Berry. Yes. Yeah. It's worse than the assorted candy thing where you have to figure out the map.
Yeah.
But at least with that, usually the shapes help you out. But yeah, I'm with you. If I'm doing Jelly Bellies and you could just buy one flavor, by all means, yeah, I can do that. But I'm with you on the other jelly beans. And I went up my father's today to drop something off. And my stepmom has a big thing of candy jelly beans on the table. And my father's like, you want some? And my stepmom's like, go ahead. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I'm picking out the purples. I get an orange. I throw it to the cat. Pick up a red. Eat it. It was like, you like the purple and red ones? I'm like, yep, that's it. You can keep the rest.
There's not a sponsor, right? Mm-hmm. But in West Pittston,
right,
there's an old school candy and ice cream shop called Ballyhoo.
Ballyhoo?
Ballyhoo, yes. Not Pyro and Ballyhoo, that's another guy, but Ballyhoo.
I'm looking that up right now. Go ahead.
You can go there and get the bulk candy still.
All right.
Thanks, you want
to Joe.
Listen, I'm trying to help. You want to get a nice thing of root beer barrels. You want to get a thing of flying saucers. And while they're bagging up your candy, they even have mystery bags. Like, oh, who knows what's in this bag? Maybe it's stuff that fell on the floor, right? Who knows?
Right.
But while you're waiting for them to bag up your candy, you can go over on the other side to the soda jerk and get yourself a nice malted or something,
That I could do.
Yes.
And you're right in West Pittston. You go a little bit further down the road, you can go to your donut connection and get your peanut stick.
Oh, Joe, I got six of them over the weekend. I got six. I ate three a day.
Okay. Over the weekend, days. You got six. How mm-hmm. many do you currently have?
Zero. Unless they are still in my bloodstream, which they
all right.
Because I haven't checked my sugar in a while.
All right.
But man, oh man. So I got them on Saturday. I went down on Saturday. And I was like, oh, let me get them. And they're like, they came out fresh. And I was like, I'm going to get two. It's like, oh, and there was a young lady. It was a girl, a younger girl, like a high schooler on Saturday. And she was like, oh, the peanut sticks, they just came out fresh. And I'm like, I'll have six, please. And she's like, what? I was like, six altogether, ma'am.
Are you currently in the market to be investing in a hot peanut sticks now signal for this place?
Oh my god, if they did, oh my god, the mileage I would put on my truck.
It's like the 60s Batman bat phone. It just rings at your house. That's all it is. It's a direct line. It's like, Todd, we're dropping a batch. I'm on my way.
I have to lift the Beethoven head and hit the button, Joe. Oh, so I got three on Saturday. I had two on the ride home, as you do, because it's a half hour to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had dinner, and I ate the last one before I went to sleep. And, well, not so much sleep as my eyes darted around all night from sugar. Then I woke up, and I had one for breakfast. And then, did I have one late? Yeah, I had one later in the day for lunch. And then after I went up my sister-in-law's family's house, I came back and had the last one after downing two full plates of, at least it was the scalloped potatoes. That's a vegetable. That counts, right?
Yeah. You said your three favorite vegetables. What was that? Sweet corn, scalloped yes. potatoes, and what was the third?
Broccoli.
Just plain broccoli, like not broccoli and a cheese sauce or something?
No, it was just broccoli. It was steamed. No butter even. I love okay. broccoli. I love broccoli. So that cancels everything out. Oh, and then, I'm sorry, the day I went for the peanut sticks, I stopped off at the ranch wagon and had 2-foot-long chili with everything. I was a fucking mess over the weekend. Oh. Yeah, so it's all good. But I do want the fresh peanut sticks signal in the sky, Joe. Fucking shine the light on clouds, and here comes Todd.
So, obviously, you had requested time on After Dark because you have something to promote. Is that correct?
Right, right. So, we were discussing Megaforce, this and that, and I forget, you know, how it came up with me and you. We might have been talking, but I was on a Facebook group. Like the mate, and I didn't know. I thought it's called Megaforce HQ, as the kids say around here. And there's this guy who runs it, and they show like clips and pictures of things in the past. But he's also a guy who's running an Indiegogo because he's making a documentary called The Making of Megaforce.
Okay.
And it's a crowdfunding thing. And he's like, oh, basically the gist of it is like he's trying to convince the rest of the world just how amazing this unappreciated stunt-filled spectacle is. He's the world's biggest Megaforce fan. He owns a fleet of fully operational dune buggies and motorcycles from the film. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to do this. And then it kind of turns into he gets into like meeting Barry Bostwick. And whether they became friends or not, Barry's a part of it. And in the end, he's like, we're doing all this for, like we said, so people can understand, like, how great Megaforce is. But honestly, in the end, we mostly just hung out with Barry Bostwick a lot. I'm like, okay, am I going to crowdfund this? Most likely, right? So you could, like, just get, like, they have the different tiers and everything like that. And the two different tiers of getting the video is like you can get a digital and you can get a Blu-ray physical copy. So mm-hmm. do you mind if I go through some of the tiers and see which one I'm going to get, Joe?
Well, I think there's one that you need to save for last, and that would be the first one.
Oh, okay. The $5 one?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So there's the $20 Phantom Army. You want the movie, you got it. You'll also, like, you get a digital download, and you get your name in the credits. So that's for $20.
All right.
For $50, Deeds Not Words.
Not words, not deeds, right?
Not deeds, right. Wear your love of Megaforce on your sleeve. You'll receive all the awards from the previous tiers, a physical Blu-ray copy of the film, a replica Megaforce patch, and a sticker pack. Patooey, but it is Megaforce.
Ooh, I'll take the stickers!
No, and a flamboyant blue headband just like the one Ace Hunter wears in the original film. Joe, this is on the list.
Now, it says sweet in the description. It does not say flamboyant.
Oh, it says flamboyant in Mayan. So
okay.
So they have the $100 tier. Love them in Blu-ray. You love them in blue, and you love them in red. But most of all, you love them in a Blu-ray. You'll receive the rewards from the previous tiers: a physical Blu-ray copy of the film and an autographed photo of Ace Hunter, aka Barry Boswick himself. All right, forget about the 50 tier, Joe. We're going for the 100. All right, so there's the $250 Megaforce tier. Welcome to Megaforce. It's time to suit up and join Megaforce. You'll receive an official Megaforce membership card, an limited edition Megaforce Zippo style lighter, and of course, all the rewards from the previous tiers, such as that awesome headband. Joe, forget about the $100 tier. Forget about it. If I do it, I'm going for the $250.
Luckily, we freed up all this money from you not buying art.
Pretty much. This would be one commission. So, $500. Ain't nobody got a rank in Megaforce. Limit 25. There's no ranks in Megaforce except for the commander. We just call him Hunter, but there are plenty of cool code names. To make your Megaforce membership mega official, Ace Hunter Barry Boswick himself will deliver your unique code name via video message. Of course, you'll get all the cool rewards from previous tiers. All right, Joe. Now, this one, I'm not going to go definite. 500's on the list, but I think I'm going with 250.
All right.
So now there's the $1,000. This is Tic-Tac-Com, limit 10. Get a producer credit. TACCOM stands for Tactical Command, which is how you will feel when you support this campaign tier. You'll get an IMDb associate producer credit in the film and two movie tickets to a 2024 screening of the film in the United States. We'll include nearly all the rewards, which doesn't seem fair, of the other teams, and we'll crack open the Megaforce prop vault and give you a choice of 10 cool screen-used props and parts from the film. This one is interesting, but I don't have $1,000. But I would love a prop from the film.
Now, I'll only say this. I'll put a pin in this.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions two tickets to a screening of Megaforce.
Right.
2024, if there's a screening of Megaforce in and around our immediate area, I'll say like within a two-hour drive, we're going.
Right. But it says in the I'm wondering if it's just... You know, like that they mean only. The video, the documentary. Do they mean the documentary?
Oh, I thought it was of like the movie. Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm guessing they're going to screen this movie somewhere. So then there's the $5,000 Eagle Base limit two. Want to hang with Ace? If you're accustomed to VIP treatment like General Byrne White, this is elite tier for you. You'll receive the IMDb producer credit on the film. Two VIP movie tickets to the West Coast screening of the film. With star Barry Boswick and Zoom producer and the director Bob Lindenmeyer to chat all things Megaforce, of course. We'll also include most of the rewards from the previous tier, like that awesome headband. Man, that to sit with the director and Barry Boswick. Okay. So then there's the $10,000. It's all on the wheel. Limit one. It's all on the wheel. It all comes around. Now, this piece of movie history has come around to you. A real Mega Destroyer Assault Dune Buggy, shipping not included, and most of the rewards previous tiers. We're not kidding. This unique screen-used vehicle was an Orange County landmark for decades, parked predominantly outside the now-closed Army base. The vehicle is totally not drivable and will be handed over to you as is. But come on, tell us you don't want it. And when you do the little thing, it says, shipping not included, Joe. Just so you know. the dune buggy. Oh man, Joe, just in my backyard, looking out during
backyard, front what? Yard.
No, because that's the back porch is where we do porch talk. I could see it as we do porch talk.
All right.
And I have a bigger backyard where I could put like lights on it and hang a Megaforce flag and like do reveille when the flag comes down, Joe. I'm doing one of these, Joe.
Well, okay. So, not to say that I am not a man of my word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Todd, I want to see you enjoy the documentary of the making of the film that you enjoy so much.
Right.
So, I've put my money where my mouth is, and I have put in my $5 reward tier.
Do you want to explain that one, or should I?
You go ahead.
All right, so the $5 reward tier is called the Thumb Kiss, Joe. This tier offers no rewards beyond our sincere thanks and a thumb kiss from Commander Ace Hunter himself, Barry Boswick. Sometime on June 29th, 2024, Barry will walk out of his house, kiss his thumb, hold it up to the sky, and say, "Thanks, everyone," and he will be referring to you. Joe, you. That is one of the greatest tiers ever.
Oh, my God.
And I want, Joe, I'm doing, okay, all joking aside, I'm doing the 250, right? I've spent more on less.
As soon as I saw in the rewards there was the replica Zippo-like lighter, I'm
Zippo
like,
oh. Style. Zippo style. Show Zippo some style. Respect.
I'm like, how many of these is Todd getting, right?
Right. But I'm going to tack on a $5 thumb kiss, too. You get my $5 thumb kiss. $255 worth of Megaforce. Oh, yeah, Joe.
Now, I will say it's only been up for a couple days as we record this, about a week or so. Mm-hmm. They're 77% toward their goal. Looking to get 20,000. Now, obviously, I feel they're going to get it. No problem. You know, I honestly hope that, like, us talking about it helps, because I made sure to tweet it out. Mm-hmm. They don't have Twitter, like, unfortunately, so we really can't hit too much on them. Right. But they do have stretch goals and stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sent this to me, and I'm reading through the rewards, and I just see the first one about the thumb kiss, I'm like, oh my God, that is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Like, how could I not give $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just for not something so goofy as that.
Right, and the picture of him doing the, oh, it's so beautiful. And Joe, I'll have my fucking name in the credits.
Yeah.
Oh, and you do know, I don't care, I have a Blu-ray player. I think you got a Blu-ray player so you could watch some shitty wrestling stuff. We're watching this movie, if okay. I get it. Okay, that's all. You know me, like, and we're going to sit down, and when it's over, we're going to pause, and I'm going to get a picture with a thumb kiss next to the screen with my name. It's going to be so good. So good.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't ask a lot. If you could give $5 thumb kisses in my name, please do. And if anybody wants to get any of the higher tiers over 250 and buy it for me for a gift, I don't know. I would land on that grenade like Ace Hunter would. You know what I mean? I'll take it. I'll take one for the team, Joe.
And, you know, obviously they're Facebook. They're, you know, I don't think they have Twitter, like I said. Whatever they're like, I think they're more Instagrammy and Facebooky people in this regard. But I don't know, if you hear us talking about this and you go and you look at these tiers and you're a Megaforce fan, or even just as part of the bit, you want to do the $5 one, I don't know, let them know that we sent you here.
Yep.
That's all. Not asking for much.
And Joe, like, a lot of people out there might think this is a bit, or when I do my talk of how much I love Megaforce, Joe, I legitimately, to bring it all back around to Easter, My sister-in-law's brother is also a huge Megaforce fan. That's all we talked about at Easter, was I was backing this and getting the headband. I'm like, who's in? And they're like, I kind of like the idea, but I'm not back. I'm like, we get the buggy. It's not drivable, but we all throw in, you know, $2,500.
You could charge kids to sit in it.
Yes. You know what? We roll it to conventions that Barry's at, Joe.
Okay, so one, you roll
I got a trailer. That I got
Barry's
trailer.
At, right? You set it up next to the Navy SEALs table. At the house, you get a green screen. You put the green screen behind it. Mm-hmm. You take the pictures, and you could superimpose you in the buggy into a scene in the movie.
Oh my God, that was one of the things. The guy asked me, he's like, "Does it shoot smoke?" I'm like, "We can make it." It did we that.
Whatever
the
hell
Joe.
You want, would you have the thing?
Yep, oh, do whatever you want. So listen, yeah, so and every few minutes I was like, "So when you go in town?" I'm like, "I don't know. I got to go back making of Megaforce. I got to get home."
So Todd, I know you're not doing a bit, and you know, because if this was a similar Indiegogo Kickstarter crowdfunding thing where it was to finally release the R-rated cut of Dick Tracy, we'd be having a completely similar conversation right now. Like, and well, do I get the one where it's the hat? Do I get the one where Tracy zooms into me? You know, well, which one do I do? You know,
right. If there was a Indiegogo Kickstarter for releasing the Smokey is the Bandit cut, oh my God, justice for Buford, you know what I mean?
These are things that we are passionate about, so that's why I wanted to make sure. And like the link will be in the show notes here because we talked about it on After Dark this week. It's already in the show notes for the main show. You know, obviously if making Megaforce just pulls you to just random general things. Yeah, it's in the show notes to both these shows, right?
Right. The only thing I'm kind of mad about is that the card, the what do you call it? The
Megaforce membership card.
Membership card. I only get one. I'm going to try and see if I can give more money and get a second one because I want one mint and then I want one for my wallet.
Okay.
So I have to see how I can go about doing that. So,
mm.
But anyway, this is Joe. When I start showing up to cons with a blue headband on, and that Megaforce, I want a second Megaforce patch so I could put one on my bag.
Well, okay.
So I've looked online. There are a lot of Etsy stores that do Megaforce patches.
Nah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the one that I get from this, and I'm going to frame it somehow. I'm going to get a patch frame from like Michael's, and then I'm going to if it's like a looks like the ones that are on it, I'm just going to get one of those to put on a con bag. Do you know what I'm saying?
So I'll say this: I can't speak for how this one is going to run, right? I could speak for how Jason Sandberg did his Jupiter, right? And I could speak for how I had to kickstart this one game for my kid for one of the YouTubers that he watches, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to the end and you're doing your pledge and the thing gets funded or whatever it is, they're like, okay, the campaign is over. We're getting ready to finalize the funds that we're going to take. But before we do, just in case, here's everything that we offered at all tiers. Do you want to buy any extras? Like, mm-hmm. With Jason's, you could have just, like, you know, I went and I got the full Megilla. Like, whatever the main pack was, I'm supporting Jason, he supports us.
Right.
You know, I got the full thing. But if you go to his, right now, you could buy the book. You could buy the book and the coins. You could buy the book, and I want the coins and the postcards, but I don't want this. Right?
Right, okay.
So I can imagine at some point once this gets fully funded, if they're an Indiegogo that's kind of worth their salt, they'll work something into the back end that you can get extras of stuff that you want extras of.
If they do that, Joe, two cards, two sticker sets, two patches, two headbands.
You're going to get yourself at $500 without getting the $500 tier.
Yes, but. Ooh, okay.
You know they're going to add extra thumb kisses in there.
Wow, but the thing is, the 500 tier gets me my code name, and I don't think that's worth 200. Like, I don't think a call from Barry Boswick's worth 250, where, like, I'm hoping to see him at a show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense. But if it went to 500 to get extra cards, patches, stickers, and headbands, I would I would do it. But I don't think it would cost another $250 to get all those. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, I could see you get in there like, well, you know, I want to get two headbands. And I want to get, you know what, just to be safe, I better get three cards. And you know what? I want to give so-and-so a lighter. I better get three lighters. You know,
that's right. I need a second lighter.
See?
Oh, fuck. How did you get my brain? Don't be in there.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the situation that we're in, right?
If they added, do you remember when I was upset that I missed the 50th, I forget what anniversary it was. Of Megaforce with the Blu-ray. That had all this. It had the membership card. It had the sticker and the patch, which I find interesting. But it came with a hat that I'm missing that I really, really want. Oh, my God. Like, I think I'm truly living in the golden age of Megaforce, Joe. I mean, a true, real golden age. Not like those fake, those, you know, fools golden ages, Joe.
Well, we will definitely be talking about this on the main show, not as much as we are here, of course. Right. And we will be tracking the progress of this to see how this goes. I want them to fund this. Okay. I want them to, you know, I want them to hit stretch goals. I want Todd to be able to buy as many lighters and headbands and membership cards as he wants.
Yep. And I'll say one last thing. You remember how we talked about tattoos a few shows ago?
Yes.
And there was nothing I truly wanted on my body?
There you go.
Maybe a Megaforce tattoo, Joe.
You could just get the patch and have them sew it into your skin.
Oh, that's right. With deeds, not words underneath.
Exactly.
All right. I'm done.
All right. Hey, you know, you could, if you don't want to support Megaforce directly, you could always sign up for a higher tier on our Patreon. And just specifically put in when you sign up or increase your tier that this is money to go toward Todd for his Megaforce fund.
Megaforce donations?
Yes.
I like it.
Again, I want to see you achieve this dream.
Right. You want to enjoy me enjoying the making of Megaforce.
Exactly.
I know. That never gets old, Joe.
No, never gets sold. That's right. So this is a long episode, but that's okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. This was After Dark 489, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.